Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 6, where we find Daniel distinguishing himself among his fellow commissioners and satraps because he possessed an extraordinary spirit. As a result, King Darius planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Verse 4. Then the commissioners and satraps began trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." We then read that the commissioners and satraps convinced the king to establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides the king for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. King Darius signed the injunction, and even he could not revoke it. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. In verses 11 through 15, we find the commissioners reporting Daniel's violation of the injunction to the king, who set his mind on delivering Daniel, and even until sunset, he kept exerting himself to rescue him. Verse 16. Then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in and cast into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your God, whom you constantly serve, will himself deliver you." A stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of his nobles, so that nothing would be changed in regard to Daniel. Then the king went off to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no entertainment was brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose at dawn, at the break of day, and went in haste to the lion's den. When he had come near the den to Daniel, he cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before him, and also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime." Then the king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. The king then gave orders, and they brought those men who had maliciously accused Daniel, and they cast them, their children, and their wives into the lion's den. And they had not reached the bottom of the den before the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who were living in all the land, "May your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel enjoyed success in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
Using godly principles, Daniel had the rare opportunity to influence 4 kings. Remaining true to God often meant putting himself in danger, but he never once wavered in his convictions. Complete confidence in God's ability to protect and provide empowered Daniel to make bold decisions. He delivered bad news to rulers, even though such an act could have gotten him killed. What's more, he challenged a law requiring him to violate God's command to worship only Him. Daniel wasn't intent on being popular. He was committed to doing what was right in the Lord's eyes. And when he had to face consequences for choosing the unpopular course of action, he did so with a calm and trusting spirit. It's tempting to think that if we do what's right, we should be rewarded and protected. But sometimes doing the right thing will get us punished, like Daniel, who was cast into the lion's den. How those of us who are believers respond is just as important as carrying out God's will. Our reaction is being watched and evaluated by those in our sphere of influence, who want to see if we really believe our claim that the Lord is in control. God is using our experience and our witness to reach others for His kingdom.